Becoming a well-rounded person in our modern society is no easy task, never mind finding your true purpose in the process. Thus, at School of Human Potential Radio, we invite world-renowned experts for a discussion on how to achieve both and lead a healthy, wealthy, and fulfilling life. Topics are all over the mind, body, and spirit spectrum, and guests range from Lisa Williams to Yakov Smirnoff and everyone in between. Listen live, call in, and allow us to help you reach your full potential. Here's your host, Alan Vaisberg.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of School of Human Potential Radio. And tonight, in our ever expanding journey of helping you expand and grow and becoming well-rounded individuals, we have a program that will hopefully allow you to expand your brain or upgrade your brain or go to the higher brain. And I have one of the founders and facilitators on with us, Craig Polfus, excuse me. And tonight we're going to talk about the presentation that they're holding shortly in Chicago. So those of you who are in Chicago, you'll be able to participate for free. It's a free event that's coming up. It's an introduction demonstration at the Hilton Doubletree North Shore on Monday evening, August 18th. That'll be there from 6:30 to 8:30. So please come on by. So again, wanted to invite Craig Polfus to us and ask lots of questions about how we can actually upgrade our brains. So stay tuned. Call in if you'd like to join us and ask any questions of Craig or myself. You can do that at 888-429-5471. So without further ado, allow me to introduce Craig Polfus. Hi, Craig.
Hi, Alan. Thanks so much for having me on. Let me jump in about the free seminar, if I could. It's actually $97 at the door, but it's free if you pre-register online. So I want to encourage everybody to pre-register online so they don't get caught with that.
Thank you. And I actually did notice that I do have that on the Facebook on our event page, but I did miss that. So thank you very much for that correction. Appreciate that.
Sure. So everybody's already saved $97.
See, yeah. See, there's your enhancing of the brain, and we just saved everybody money and provided value in the process. Yes. So let's talk about the program. I've been reading up on the program. It sounds very interesting. And the program that we're talking about and the methods is the Higher Brain Living System. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. I'm a psychologist, by the way, and when I first saw this, I became so impacted and impressed as I looked into it that I left my 30-year practice to pursue learning more and then eventually to help get this out to as many people as possible. So if I come across pretty enthusiastic, you'll know why there. Higher brain living is an amazing neuroscience breakthrough. That's usually how I describe it. But it's more than that. And let me just break it into two pieces there. The neuroscience part is the part about energizing the higher brain, and we can go more into depth into that in a moment. But there's an actual breakthrough in how to energize the prefrontal cortex, which we call the higher brain, which is the part of the brain that's most highly developed, highly sophisticated, highly evolved. And yet, through EEG measurement, it tends to be very quiet. In fact, when scientists first measured it a few decades ago, they called it the silent brain. And there's where some of that expression about we only use 10% of our brain's potential started to circulate. So higher brain living is a way to turn on the higher brain organically. We'll get into the details of that. But then the additional, to me, amazing breakthrough has to do with applying it, that it's not just enough to be enlightened, so to speak, and have our highest potential awake, but then it's where are you going to go with that? What are you going to do with that? So Dr. Michael Cotton, who created this program, created it to be applied in an integral program that looks at all the fundamental dimensions of life, the four basic dimensions of life. And now with your new, more awakened, higher brain, you can see the hot spots and you've got a beginning roadmap for clearing those up and creating the life that you were made for.
Well, that certainly sounds impressive. And I think there is a movie that's coming out. Forgive me if I'm wrong. I think the movie is Lucy, about a young woman who starts using a lot more of her brain. I wonder if she used any of these techniques.
You know, I've heard about the movie, and I intend to watch it. I have not seen it yet.
Yeah, so coming to a theater near you. So tell us, again, more about the process. It sounds fascinating, obviously, turning on your higher brain, but how do we do that? And does one do that on their own, or do they need to be turned on by somebody who's a practitioner?
The ability to have the higher brain turned on is innate within every human being. However, I'll give a more comprehensive explanation here that will create a good context. Let's start with why it is that as human beings we haven't been able to use our highest potential, most of us, in any consistent way. Or another way to say it is, when most of us try to make positive, lasting changes in our lives, either we find it very difficult, or if we do make those, it's very difficult to sustain it, and we slide back. You know, we lose that weight, but then we slide back. We get more organized, and then we slide back. We get better at listening to people and trying to understand them, and then we slide back. So why is that? And there are many explanations from many different viewpoints, but the one that we offer that is validated by science and by our own experience is that we have a physiological part of our brain actively working against our changing. And as Dr. Cotton, who spent 30 years researching all kinds of things, including that physiological aspect, the light bulb went off in him and he saw, wait a minute, if we can loosen the grip of that part of the brain, which is the lower brain, the reptilian brain, many people have heard of that. That's the part of the brain that came on the scene first, if you're going to look at this from a evolutionary perspective. And it makes sense because it's totally dedicated to our physical survival. You know, we wake up in physical bodies in the human world in a predator-rich, as humans in a predator-rich world, the number one thing we got to do is stay alive. So success was all about staying alive physically. So that lower brain, its function is to protect us and be constantly on alert for problems and threats. And obviously, it's done a very good job because here we are today. We literally owe our lives to it. So we don't want to make the lower brain the bad guy. It's done an amazing job. However, through millions of years, according to some scientists, of evolution, there are other layers that have evolved over that until the most highly developed and advanced one is this prefrontal cortex, or what we call the higher brain. So if we just allow that lower brain to run the show, which is what's happening, we're not using our full brain in a functional sense that way, and we're not using our full potential, and we're not able to access the kind of thinking and experiences and capabilities we're made for as human beings. So one more comment about the lower brain, but one more is that when you've got this part of you that's on high alert, always assessing for problems and threats, that's a kind of a hyper alert, anxious, and stressed state. The stress response is the state of the lower brain in a sense, until there's that moment where it feels like, I'm safe. And here's another big insight that this is a huge takeaway for anyone listening to this right now. The logic of the lower brain is sameness equals safety. So it looks out and says, you wake up in the morning, it goes, you're still alive. Whatever you did before, do it again and don't do anything differently, right? So we have a metaphor about the caveman coming out of the cave and looking to the right and to the left and to the right in an open field. He sees, you know, berries and vegetables and food, and he's got his family in the cave, and he goes out and he goes to the right to find that food, bring that food. But on his way, and it's a nice smooth path, and on his way, this tiger jumps out. And he scurries back to his cave, you know, almost losing his life, very afraid, but he survived. So the next day he goes out, looks right and left. Do you think he's going to go right? No, he's going to go left, even though he doesn't necessarily see food there. So he goes left and he goes down a rocky path. He has to go through some brambles. There's a swamp there. So he goes through the swamp and he gets all stinky and wet. And he comes out the other side. And sure enough, there's some food there. It's maybe not as much as before, but there's food. And he eats some and he gathered some up. He brings it back. No tigers. He brings it back to his family. He survived. Okay, good. Now, here's the important thing. What's going to happen on that third day? He comes out of the cave. He looks right. He looks left. What's he going to do?
Go left.
He's going to go left. He's going to go through all that, those problems, scraping up his legs, getting all stinky, because that's where he's been able to get his physical survival. And that's what we do in our own way, most people these days, when we our lower brain looks at the traffic as another tiger, or at the economy, or at politics, or at, you know, someone frowning at us, or our wife disagreeing with us. It's all these tigers. And then we go out and we go through things we really don't enjoy or find difficult just because it'll help us survive physically. And we're saying there's a whole nother level of functioning that we are made for, that this prefrontal cortex lies there inside our heads. It's there. It's a gift from God or nature, however you look at that. And it's not being utilized as much as it could be. And we know that not only scientifically by the EEG measurements I mentioned earlier in the labeling of the silent brain, but also from just our own personal experience, right? We know and feel sometimes we have more potential than we use. We get input from teachers and parents growing up that they see more potential in us and they encourage us to do that. And intuitively, we just know there's more potential. So we're really speaking to that inner knowledge, that thirst in human beings who really want to live the kind of life that they were made for and feel that from the inside out. And we need our whole brain to be awake, turned on, and not only functioning optimally, but one of the fantastic things about the prefrontal cortex is that, and the Higher Brain Living Program, is that through this system, I talked about creating a roadmap for your new life and unleashing all this potential. There's no ceiling that we know of for how many new neural pathways the higher brain can create. So the process not only energizes that higher brain, but then creates new neural pathways that fit for us from our inner selves, not from some outside counselor or book or manual, but from inside ourselves. And we create new neural pathways that get myelinated. And I can explain that if you'd like, if your listeners haven't heard about myelination. And let me take a moment and do that. So myelin is a gray substance that the brain lays down on the neural pathways that are used the most. So the more this myelin is laid down, the easier it is for the electricity to flow along those nerves. And that's why we can develop bad habits and they feel not only normal and like, well, that's me, but even strangely good. Well, we can literally rewire our brain, physiologically change it. This is what makes this a true breakthrough. It's a physiological change that loosens the grip of the lower brain, energizes the higher brain, and then you create the new neural pathways that get myelinated to where I just had a client today say, you know, he's fairly new, a few sessions in, and he was saying how in the body dimension, which is one of the four dimensions, he's noticing that his view of food and his appetite are just naturally changing and getting healthier. He kind of knows more quickly when he's had enough to eat, and he just doesn't want to eat more, and he notices his old inclinations to eat some not so healthy food, and it just kind of hits him like, I don't want that. And it's because he said it's becoming more and more natural. Well, that's the myelination. So So not only can we loosen the grip of the lower brain and get out of all that stress and anxiety, we can create a new reality in our brain and outside of our brain, so to speak, with these new neural pathways. And there's no limit to how far we can go with that.
Very interesting. Very interesting. And what I would like to do is I'd like to take a short commercial break. When we come back, I want to ask you about the process. How does it work? How do you activate it? And again, why use it? People can just do yoga or meditation and what the differences would be. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of all of the negativity in children's fiction? Does your child suffer from night terrors or frequent bad dreams? Do you wish there was a series for your child to read that is fun and inspirational? The Wishflower Field, Marie's Triumph, is a fanciful book that not only entertains, but builds inner strength. Join the many that have seen the difference this positive book has made in the way their children handle fear. The Wishflower Field is truly a series that appeals to all ages and empowers within. Visit thewishflowerfield.com for your copy today. That's thewishflowerfield.com.
If you need help getting free from your past in order to clearly see the present so you can set your course and live your essence, I've got great news for you. Radio talk show host, author, inspirational speaker, and life purpose coach Alan Vaisberg is waiting to help you recalibrate your life. At recalibrateyourlife.com, you'll find the 5 simple steps Alan will lead you through to help you reach the place in life that has been eluding you. Restore, renew, and recalibrate today at recalibrateyourlife.com.
And we're back. Thank you very much for joining us once again on School of Human Potential Radio. We're speaking with Craig Pilfes about the higher brain living technique and system and what it does to re-energize your brain, to rewire it, and to go from the lower brain to the higher brain, and what changes that can actually incur. So before we left, I had a question that I wanted to ask you. How does the process work? And why do people have to go through the process instead of just do meditation or do yoga? Are those similar? Are those different? Can you expand on that?
We are big supporters of yoga, meditation, any other positive health-oriented resource or modality that people use. We see higher brain living as the hub, and then the spokes are anything else. So doesn't it make sense that when the higher brain is turned on, and it's not just like a switch on or off. It's like over the process of this, there's 22 sessions in the initial full program that happen on a weekly basis. They're 45 minutes long. Through that process, we say that the quote unquote center of gravity is shifted from the lower brain to the higher brain. So enough of the lower brain's grip has shifted so you don't get stopped by it in moving forward in your life. So here's more of the specifics of what is actually done, and here's why I used earlier the term organic, because you might think, well, do you put electrodes to a person's head, right? or do you is it done pharmaceutically? Or no. Yeah. I think anybody who would listen to your program would know some of these things I'm about to say, that you know, it's been known that, you know, the brain has this latent potential in it. And it's also been known for millennia that the human body has an energy system in it and latent potential. And this has been expressed in a number of systems throughout history. Here we go. Because some of these, you know, people have, you know, heard about Chinese medicine and the energy meridians. And this energy has been referred to as kundalini, prana, subtle energy, ki, chi. You know, we've heard of these things. So there's this energy, which isn't just energy. It's an intelligent energy in our body, in us, as us, in a sense. That's bringing in what we call the integral aspect to it. So we have this inner us and this inner energy in the body that is made to flow fully and freely through the systems in the body, which includes the brain, that then we have this fulfilling experience of life, this opening of joy and mind and discovery and moving forward, upward and forward in our lives. Well, the reason that, you know, and a lot of us remember that from childhood, right? Well, the reason why that goes away, as I said, is this grip of the lower brain, and we get conditioned in. So what Dr. Cotton did is he discovered a way to contact some of the energy systems in the body with gentle touch, very gentle touch. It's not even as strong, if some people are aware of something called acupressure. It's not even that that strong. Very gentle touch. And this gentle touch applied in a very specific sequence, in a specific way, with specific vectors, specific timing, releases this energy in the body. In fact, the scientific term is piezoelectric. That there's Dr. James Oshman is a scientist who studied this, and he demonstrated and has papers on that we have this energy system in our body that's not just neurological, but it's collagen in the body as well. And that if you put a small amount of energy into this system in a very specific place in a very specific way, it releases a massive amount of energy. That's called piezoelectric. Well, Dr. Cotton studied this and used this knowledge and this methodology and experimented until he found this very simple, amazing technique where the client literally lays down on a massage or chiropractic type table, has a 45-minute session where they lay there and the Higher Brain Living facilitator does this protocol on them. They begin to experience this really interesting, good feeling energy going through their system. And one of the first signs, and it's not just going through their system, this protocol that Dr. Cotton developed is designed to direct it through the lower brain to the higher brain, okay? Mm-hmm. So releasing its grip or flushing it out is another way, purging it of lifelong stress. So what happens? As that energy begins to reach the higher brain, not only is there the good feeling of that on the inside to the person, but on the outside, one of the first signs is this breath that you are not intentionally taking comes from inside of you. Mm-hmm. And if not right away, it soon becomes a large breath. And it's an amazing experience to feel like, oh my God, this breath is coming from inside me. Like you feel like you're being breathed by something very deep and core and organic in you. And it's you. It's not like something foreign. In fact, from my previous studies in my life and my profession, I've studied there's something called the breath behind the breath in Eastern philosophy. And people who study yoga and meditation would probably know about that as well. So this is organically within us. The higher brain gets awakened and it goes, this is good. I want more. And part of how it gets more energy is like deep breath, energy, blood flow, oxygen metabolism start to go to the higher brain, and it creates this feedback loop where as the higher brain is waking up more, it's like, yes, yes, yes. And this deep breathing comes out that you allow to happen because you could stop at any moment and go, nope, I'm not going to do this. But you don't want to. It feels so good. You feel like you're waking up more and more and more. This incredible breathing and incredible feeling is happening. And here's another thing that happens either right off the bat or somewhere in the first several sessions. Once the higher brain has been energized sufficiently, it says, okay, we're ready now to dump stress from the system, from the lower brain. And it begins to dump stress through the body in the most efficient way it knows, which is a sine wave, S-I-N-E. Mm-hmm. So the person laying on the table, not only is this breathing coming, but even the motion of the breathing, there's kind of a wave-like motion to it. So the whole body begins to feel like, God, I want to do that. And we coach them and say, when you feel that, don't try to make that happen. But when you feel that, don't resist it either. Let it happen. So the person lets it happen, and then, of course, then it feels better and better. Even though at first it's like, this is strange, you know, that stress starts to dump from the system, and the person feels better and better and better and better and better. Now, what we do is we have people, in most cases, come to a live presentation where they can learn about higher brain living like you're hearing about here and see two live demonstrations, so that then when they start the process, it's not totally foreign to them. They see it and they give, in fact, informed consent. They know, okay, I know what this is and what this isn't, and it's, I give you permission to touch me in these ways.
And again, very, very fascinating. And thank you for explaining it and going into detail there. Some of the questions that I would have that would potentially echo some of the people who are listening is, how safe is this? You know, in these techniques as they've been practiced, have there been events where this was not good for somebody? You know, if we're talking about raising the Kundalini energy, if we're using that terminology, if that is in fact what you're doing, there are certainly some people who would say you shouldn't do that, or there are right ways and wrong ways of doing it because it can be harmful. So how is it in terms of safety?
We don't describe it as raising Kundalini energy. I'm certain that Dr. Cotton studied that. I personally have never studied that. Okay. And he does not, from my knowledge, from mm-hmm. all my interactions with other facilitators and Dr. Cotton, I know of no harm that can come to a person. It's never been proven that a gentle contact on the human body like we do produces any harm. Now, I should say this. There are a few rare clients who, like I'm thinking of one right now, that let's say this, as the lower brain purges mm-hmm. the stress, sometimes there's emotional reactions.
Sure.
My brother began to laugh in his first session. He said, I didn't know why I was laughing. Well, that's one of the things that happens. Other people will weep. Other people might make some noise or moan. Other people might vibrate. Other people might feel energy or emotions. And it's all in a context where people are guided, instructed to understand that this is organic and it releases. And virtually everyone, like my sister-in-law, cried for through her first three sessions. And the best I know, she wasn't really sure why, but it felt great. It wasn't like these emotions come and then it's like, oh my God, you know, I've got all this unresolved stuff in me. It may be, I have this unresolved stuff, and now it's releasing. This is part of what makes me so excited as a psychologist. However, this is the part I wanted to add about, here's where it's such a brilliant program. As I said earlier, it's not enough just to have a stress-released, awakened higher brain, but then to look at the four dimensions of your life. And let me just briefly say what those are. The first one has to do with the inner dimension of experience. So that's called mind, but it has to do with thinking and emotion and even the spiritual dimension inside, okay? Mm-hmm. Another of the four irreducible dimensions is the body. Mm-hmm. Okay? Then there's relationship, and not just relationship to people, but to everything, to our relationship to our body, relationship to our thoughts, relationship to our work, to people. And then the fourth dimension is the environment. And there's where we talk about lifestyle and work and finances and all that. And we say these are irreducible because they're co-occurring in every moment of a human being having a human experience. All four of those are present. You can't be here and have a human experience without the four of those. So the reason I'm creating this context is to say, okay, look, if a person comes in and their higher brain gets energized, they're going to become more conscious. That correlates with more and more consciousness, or higher and higher levels of consciousness. When you become more conscious, you become more aware. You may become aware, oh my gosh, I do have some maybe emotional or psychological issues or some physical issues or relational or work and money issues, whatever dimension it's in. And now I've got not only more clarity about those issues and the hot spots that I want to clean up, but I've got this great tool now that I can use to help me stay in the part of the brain and in a state of mind that I can now have true motivation, not just grind away willpower, but true motivation that moves me forward and increases the likelihood of success. So some people will go into counseling, maybe who've never been in counseling, because they get clear, you know what? I like what's happening here, but I want someone to sit and talk to about and go into depth with this. And higher brain living facilitators are not counselors. They just facilitate the person through the process, and then if the person needs counseling, they go there. I'm going to quick back up and answer one other question you asked earlier on, and that is, can a person learn this themselves? Mm-hmm. Yes. By the fifth step of the 22 steps, they're taught how to reproduce what they experience on the table on their own, at home or wherever they want it, as a daily practice, and or additionally, say they're going to go into a challenging situation and they want to be at their best, make sure they've got their wits about them and they've got their higher brain turned on. Well, they just then do what they learned, and boom, they're tied in right away and they're at their best.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Very, very interesting. Again, I appreciate it. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion of the higher brain living system, how it works, what benefits there are to it, and what some of the experiences that you've had with it already. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Becoming a well-rounded person in our modern society is no easy task. Never mind finding your true purpose in the process. Thus, at School of Human Potential Radio, we invite world-renowned experts for a discussion on how to achieve both and lead a healthy, wealthy, and fulfilling life. Topics are all over the mind, body, and spirit spectrum, and guests range from Lisa Williams to Yakov Smirnoff and everyone in between. Listen live, call in, and allow us to help you reach your full potential. Hi, I'm Alan Weisberg with Recalibrate Your Life, and I help people like you find their soul purpose, align with it, and gain the balance that you seek. But don't take my word for it. Take my clients.
Alan, what can I say but wow? I've always had so many questions on whether I'm on the right path, am I fulfilling my life's mission? These are questions that I assume have been pondered by everyone since the beginning of time. However, the gift that you possess has helped me immensely. It confirmed my need to be artistic, my need to help others so much. I can't even explain the experience. It confirms so much more than I can describe in this small note of appreciation. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak, allowing me to release my inner thoughts, and most importantly, for confirming and leading me to what I always believed but was not confident enough to believe in. Thank you. Trust me, this was hard for me to do, but I do know that God has blessed us with various gifts, and you have an amazing gift. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You, like all of my clients, deserve to live in alignment with your soul purpose. To begin your journey, visit recalibrateyourlife.com or call 800-323-1619. And don't hesitate. Recalibrate. Welcome back to School of Human Potential Radio. We're speaking with one of the founders or one of the directors at Higher Brain Living, Craig Paulfus. Craig, so we know about the technique, or at least we understand the basic principles behind it, that there is a facilitator that's working with you. There are 22 sessions, 45 minutes each. They're weekly, and it's shifting the energy from the lower brain into the higher brain. We know by fifth session, you'll learn how to do that yourself. So I guess a silly question, but how long does the higher brain stay open once you go through that process? And is that increase with time and with practice so you can live more primarily from your higher brain as opposed to the lower brain?
Yes. That's kind of connected to the question, why 22 sessions? And Dr. Cotton, his research just showed that 22 sessions, mm-hmm. people had shifted that center of gravity significantly enough. It's not that you never get lower brain attacks or anything, but significantly enough to continue to move forward in your life, even if and when that lower brain kicks up and tries to take over. And again, it's not the bad guy. It's just trying to do its job. But now you know better and can operate from the part of your brain that knows better and isn't as susceptible to it. So as I said before, too, there's no known ceiling. So the client gains all the tools they need in the first 22 sessions to then go on for the rest of their life. With or without sessions, if they continue to have come in for other sessions, it only reinforces and accelerates the experience and the growth. But they know how to upgrade their map as they made their map to move forward and clean up and evolve the four dimensions of their life. Well, there's going to come a point where the original map, and you kind of got where you were aiming to go. You know, I came from Minneapolis. I arrived in Chicago. Now, maybe there's no better place to go from there, but,
I agree. Yeah, Chicago is perfect. Why go anywhere else? Perfect. Yeah.
Right. But, or maybe Shangri-La. We go to Shangri-La from Chicago. So you learn how to upgrade that map. And actually, there's another amazing high-end development later on, like in the late teen sessions, in the 2021-22 session. Let me back up and just create this. So remember I said it's not just enough to have an awakened higher brain. Now, right. That is amazing. And you brought up meditation and yoga before. People have become enlightened through those. But why is it that 1 in 100,000 maybe, or, you know, why isn't there consistently? Well, everybody who does this meditation or does this yoga wakes up enlightened and stays that way. Well, it's because of this, what we understand now about the lower brain. And it's also because of this new methodology that is much more focused and powerful in freeing up this latent energy in the body to go through the lower brain to the higher brain. Mm-hmm. So now I lost my train of thought. Help me out. What was I talking about?
Let's turn on that pathway to the higher brain. We were talking about how long does it stay open where the energy stays in the higher brain. That was the question.
Right. So I wanted to say so it's not just enough to have an awakened higher brain, mm-hmm. which is the first part of the program. The second part of the program has to do with, as I said, creating this map and successfully moving forward in the four dimensions, but that's still not enough.
Okay.
In the third high-end part of the program, we need to be moving forward in our lives on purpose as mm-hmm. our fearlessly authentic selves.
Right.
From the intelligence in the heart. So the high end integrates the higher brain with the heart, and we can move forward then, and that becomes self-reinforcing. It's both horizontal in the sense of moving forward in those four dimensions of our lives, and vertical in the sense of awakening more and more to the bigger reality, the bigger truth, the bigger energy that's available, the bigger self that we truly are. And that comes out more and more and has a depth of heart to it unlike anything else, and is completely fulfilling in a way that is literally indescribable. So our system is made to continue that way. And as long as you use those wings, so to speak, mm-hmm. you're going to be able to keep flying and maybe even develop your ability to fly.
Well, that's very interesting. I'm sure that some people may try that. In terms of other things, I'm not sure if anybody has developed that ability yet, but what have you seen from your experience or all the other practitioners? What have they seen as results for people who are using this?
Wow. Well, I'm going to preface it this way, because mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you some pretty amazing things.
Okay.
At this point, remember I said I'm a psychologist. We do not position this as a treatment or a therapy.
Sure.
Because we don't want to get embroiled in that at this point. On the other hand, we don't deny the amazing results that people achieve with the Higher Brain Living system. Mm-hmm. And I want to put the emphasis on the people use the system to achieve these results. It's not like Higher Brain Living just, although sometimes it can seem this way, just magically does something to you. No, you awaken and you move with and use the Higher Brain Living program.
Sure.
I do predict that this, so instead of positioning this as a therapy or a treatment, we position it as a personal transformation or personal development program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I do predict that someday this will be a part of mental health treatment, a part of addictions recovery treatment, and maybe even relationship therapy, because when mm-hmm. two people are operating out of their higher brain and their heart, mm-hmm. I mean, what's going to happen to the relationship, you know? So, you know.
Yeah, it changes the whole concept of the couple's massage. If they're gently activating each other's higher brain, that could be very, very stimulating.
Okay, a little higher brain humor here. So, okay, let me go through each of the dimensions. Let's start with the mind dimension. Well, I've had people on the... There's a spectrum always, right? With
right.
people who, I mean, one of the most consistent results in that area is either right off the bat or somewhere in the first several sessions, they begin to report an enduring inner feeling of calm and centeredness and kind of an integration, a self feeling inside, an at-home, comfortable in my own skin kind of a feeling that is less and less able to be shaken away by anything that's happening in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a core inner experience that alone gives a person a kind of inner security, mental calmness, confidence to move ahead and be more successful in whatever they choose.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you two other examples that come to mind that are kind of at the upper end of the spectrum. My brother went into training, and we have this large training, and I hope people listening to this program will consider coming to our Chicago event, because we're going to present not only on Higher Brain Living, but the opportunity to become trained in this and really join our team and help us bring this to the world and make these amazing changes in people and in global consciousness. So my brother was in a portion of the session where he hadn't even been touched yet. Mm-hmm. And yet because of the morphic field, and we can talk about that if your listeners don't know about that, his body and breathing started to respond as if he had was being touched. And then during the break, he reported that he had a life review spontaneously occur, like when you die, that this life review started happening, and he started to see these significant events in his life come to mind, fully experienceable, not just a memory, but viscerally. And he saw the issue or the need for something to be healed or corrected, and then it got corrected and got released, and then it went to the next when he was younger, and the next when he was younger, and he had this like whole kind of clearing out in him before he was even at the point in the session where they did any of the contacts.
Hmm.
Well, that's a high-end, amazing, true result. Now, even beyond that, my son, Zach, who is my business partner, he's also a Higher Brain Living facilitator. Maybe you'll interview him someday, because he's been doing some of these radio interviews too.
Great.
He actually, in his fourth session, had a full-blown enlightenment experience.
Hmm.
And if anybody I'm not going to go into all the details of that. He'd be way better at explaining it. But and he was not looking for that. He was not expecting that. But then when he came back, so to speak, and started talking about it, people that knew about that said, well, you had a Satori experience, or you this, and it completely changed his life. And he's just on fire for what higher brain living is all about. So there's a range of experience right there, just in the mind dimension. Physically, I had a client about my age. I'm early 60s. He's late 50s. He got up off the table in his first or second session, and he says to me, Craig, can I tell you something? And I said, sure, what? And he said, you know, I didn't tell you this, but 6 years ago I had prostate cancer and I had surgery. And ever since, I've had neuropathy in my legs from my hips to my feet. And it's so bad that I have to leave the light on at night so that I don't step on things because I can't feel my feet if I have to get up and go to the bathroom. He starts to well up and he tells me, I can feel my feet. And he stands up and kind of takes these little steps in his stocking feet like a little kid and just walks around going, I can feel my feet. And from that point on, he could feel his feet.
Wow.
One of Zach's clients, and I mean, if you go online, you can research this and you can hear all kinds of other results. She had an injury in her 30s. She was also in her 50s when she was seeing Zach. And she had chronic back pain because of this injury into that point when she saw Zach. Well, the chronic back pain went away and never came back after about 10 sessions.
Hmm.
Another body example, after Zach's experience, he couldn't drink or smoke anymore. And he kind of jokes about it. He says, you know, if I could, I still would, because I did not abuse that and I enjoyed it. But after that, when I would put that to my mouth, I would just feel sick. He wasn't even in his head going, you know, you really shouldn't do this. Why don't you use higher brain living to quit these? He just couldn't, like I said earlier about your appetite. Zach lost 20 pounds because he just shifted physiologically. So when the higher brain's on, it sends signals to the body. Now, we can't say, come to higher brain living and cure your neuropathy, because for another person, it might not. But the body will do what it needs to do, and it will do more of that when the higher brain is energized and turned on. If you want me to be a little quicker with the other two dimensions. Let's see, relationship dimension. Most relationships, whether it's one person coming into higher brain living or both, absolutely improve. I mean, when you have less stress and you're more present in a calm, comfortable, in your own skin feeling, being your authentic self from your heart, you're able to level with your loved one. You're able to be intimate. You're able to listen more. You're able to take things less personally or not personally. So obviously the impact on relationships is fantastic. One of the areas I worked in my past practice was the business world, doing executive coaching and team building and bringing what I was doing then, which was a breakthrough, into the field. And I'm reaching out just now, beginning to bring higher brain living into that domain, because imagine work relationships and culture where people are living in their higher brain. If they start to get stressed, they know immediately what to do to release that and get back on track. I mean, and the leadership abilities that will come out in leaders and the productivity. I mean, it's when corporate America gets a hold of this, it's going to be wild. And that kind of spills over into the environment dimension. The environment dimension has to do with, you know, the environment we live in. So, you know, our home, is it organized? Our work, the money we make, the career choices, the lifestyle. People's environments obviously shift in a positive direction. Now, sometimes there's a shift, like Zach's shift when it came to drinking and smoking, surprised him, and for a moment, by him or by someone else, could be looked at as negative. I mean, I've had executives awaken within themselves, realize from inside what fits for them and not, and they've walked away from executive positions. And that could look like, oh my God, you know, well then I'm not doing higher brain living if I'm an executive. I might quit my job. Are you kidding? No. You'd go to something that fits better, or you'd go to a different, you'd be an executive, but you'd do it in a different way, in a culture, in a different company that would allow you to be that way. So these are just the slightest surface of the kinds of results that people have. Oh, and then finally, and it kind of fits with Zach too, the whole spiritual awakening part of this, that's integral to who we are. If a person is spiritually minded or religious, doesn't it make sense that to have the most real, profound, high-end awakenings and insights and spiritual and religious experiences, you have to have the most highly developed part of your brain turned on.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Yeah, yeah. So they correlate.
Makes sense. Well, again, thank you. Thank you very much. Very, very interesting. And obviously, it sounds like it's something that everybody would want to have. Who would not want to upgrade their brain? Just think of possibilities. As we're talking about movies and talking about Lucy, there was another movie in 2011, Limitless, that came out. And for that, you know, he had to take quite a bit of drugs just to get that brain working. Here, no drugs. It's just a light touch and 22 sessions that'll get you the way. Very interesting.
You just reminded me, it's a little bit of a tangent, but I heard about there was recently a National Conference of School Superintendents in Washington, D.C., and they invited in one of the top neuroscientists that they highly respected to give his best advice on what should we do to help our kids the most. You know, should we have smaller classes? Should we do, you know, a better nutrition, whatever? And his conclusion was help them get their prefrontal cortexes turned on more. He does not know about higher brain living, so he recommended some other things like Brain Gym and, you know, we're not, you know, and Lumosity. These are some of these things that are coming out that have a positive influence. This is, again, higher brain living is the hub. Then plug that in if that's something you find value in. But to have him say, turn our kids' higher brains on is the most important thing we can do. That makes sense to me, too.
Yeah. And again, the event that you're hosting, I believe it's on Monday, August 18th. Please RSVP in advance, and we'll put the link up. But it's higherbrainlivingevents.com/Skokie, S-K-O-K-I-E. There you can register. And it's from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., and you'll be able to see this live and in person. Are you coming there? Is Zach coming there? Who will be there?
Yes, no, I will be presenting there. We'll present the overview, and we really especially want those to reach out to those who would think, you know what, I think I'd like to check this out as something I'd like to do part-time or full-time to join our team and have an amazing personal growth experience as well as help others turn their higher brains on. If you want to see a demonstration of this, go to the main website, which is higherbrainliving.com. Register there with your email, and you'll be sent a 3-video education series where you'll see some demonstrations there.
Perfect. Any lasting thoughts for our listening audience?
I know some of you out there, this happens. It happened to my son and I. And we hear it all the time, from especially from those who are now in the training of the new group of facilitators. There are some of you that are getting a feeling about this that's beyond just interest as a client. That it's like, oh my God, and either you have been waiting for something like this in your life, or you weren't, but all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, I think I need to check this out. Please do so. Come to the Skokie event, meet me in person, we'll give you that overview, we'll do 2 live demonstrations, we'll give you a brief overview of the training part of it, and then you can stay after in a round table and we'll have Q&A about all the details that and all the questions you may have.
Perfect, and best of luck with the corporate world. I wish some of them had their higher brains turned on more often.
Thank you. I'm going to get out there and try my best.
Thank you very much, sir. Again, Craig Polfus, thank you for coming on and elaborating on what this wonderful system is. I look forward to reading and experiencing it later myself.
Thanks, Alan.
My pleasure. And thanks to everybody for tuning in once again to School of Human Potential Radio, where we strive to turn on your brain and your body and your mind and make you a well-rounded individual in our busy modern world. Thanks again. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you once again for listening to School of Human Potential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the program and are inspired to make a positive change in your life. For more information about the school, please like our Facebook page and visit www.schoolhp.com. To sign up for a session with Alan, please visit www.recalibrateyourlife.com or call 1-800-323-1619.